got a special letter in, email from Jane. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
All right, thank you. Thanks for writing to us. You're the first angel, that person who cares enough about someone else to reach out to Good Morning Angels. Who did you send this email about?
About Koketso.
Koketso, tell me about her.
Koketso is a young girl from Harankua, and you know, all she wanted is to get her education, and the mother, who's unemployed, actually tried to get her in a normal public school, but they couldn't get a space, and they got to a private school. But now, next year, she won't be able to pay if she doesn't get help.
And tell me about their circumstances.
The mother is unemployed, so they don't have. She was working. She lost her work 8 years ago or so, and I mean, she's been using her pension to make sure that Koketso get a better education. But now, I mean, all that she has done is almost going to be lost because she doesn't have more money to pay for her next year.
Koketso, good morning.
Good morning.
I love the fact that you want to better yourself, you want to educate yourself. Yes. Against all odds.
Yes.
And by odds, I mean, you know, circumstances at home. You couldn't get into a public school in the area?
No.
They're full?
No.
But your mother did at least help you get into another school, right?
Yes, she tried.
She tried. And tell me about home, where you grew up.
I grew up in Macau, and my mom was a single mother.
Shame, is it? It's tough for you to talk about it, but you must also be proud of the fact that your mom has tried so hard, hey? She's always supported you. She wants the best for you. But it's tough for her some days, is it?
It is.
It is tough. How tough does it get?
It gets to a point where she has to pay for my school fees. She has to pay for my basics. She has to pay for where I stay. Like, it's a lot for her.
How does she pay for it?
She has been using her savings.
Okay. All right. And then she still has to look after herself.
Yes.
Who stays with her?
No one.
She stays by herself?
Yes.
And where do you go to school now? Which part of the country?
Rosebank College in Pretoria CBD.
Okay, all right. And what do you want to become one day? What are your dreams?
I want to become a marketing manager.
You want to go into marketing?
Yes.
All right. In what kind of industry? Have you thought about it? You just keen on marketing.
Yes.
And do the other kids, do they know your circumstances? Do they know sometimes that it's tough for your mom to pay your school fees?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing you're not alone. I mean, a lot of kids in this country. And I'm saying that because you need to just focus on getting through school. These kinds of things about how mom is going to pay for my school fees should not be something that kids should worry about. But I can see the worry on your face about it. You think about it.
A lot.
What's your greatest fear?
Not being able to provide for myself and coming to a point where I have to depend on someone. I want to be independent.
You want to be independent and go and study. What grade are you now?
I'm doing my second year.
Of course, yes, you're doing your second year. And for you to continue, what is the situation? It seems like you got stuck now. There's a bit of money short. And what is there an amount that we know of? How much it is?
There's nothing. The mother, I mean, she explained that she wouldn't be able to pay at all. It's not that she has anything left. Because she's been using a pension that she got a few years ago.
Mm. It's about what? 30,000 rand?
It's around 27,000 something. Mm. Not sure.
Coming up next, let's get the angels together and see if we can make a difference in the life of someone who wants to be independent, to better herself, educate herself. A single parent lost her job. Depending on her pension money, is not going to get her any further. Let's get the angels together. Coming up, it is time for Festive Edition. Good morning, angels, with our partners, Roman's Pizza. Jack Rabbit FM cares. Good morning. This morning, the story of Koketso Maleka. You know what? Against all odds, got through school, wants to get a diploma, wants to become a marketing manager one day. Your mom got you quite far. You must be so proud of her, though, hey?
I am very proud of her.
And grateful to her that she has, that she actually helped you get this far, right?
Yes.
There's some days where you can see on her face, it's just, it's getting tough. Do you feel sorry for her some days?
Very much.
Yeah. And you're a second year now?
Yes, I'm a second year student.
And you need one more year?
Yes.
To get your diploma?
Yes.
And this is a big dream of yours?
A very big one.
Now, and you know her mom. She's done so much. I was saying just now, you've got to do a shout out to her. And all single moms and single parents, single dads, who get their kids as far as they get them. But then there gets a point where you can only get them that far.
Exactly.
And that's where you reached out on her behalf to say, listen, she's done so well. She got this young lady, it's right through to where she is now, which is second year already. You know, that's amazing. But now for that last year, that's where they need help.
And that's all she needs, the last year to finish.
Last one more year to finish. Have you asked the institution if they can help out?
She did say she spoke to them, but
they can't help.
They don't offer bursaries.
They don't offer bursaries at all.
No.
And it's very sad to think that 27, 29, whatever thousand rand is now the difference between you getting your diploma and reaching your dream in life and not. It's ridiculous to think that that bit of money. I say bit of money, but for your mom it's a lot, right?
A lot.
It's a lot for her.
Yes.
Well, it is Festive Edition, Good Morning Angels. And on the line we have Bonnie Cooper from Roman's Pizza. Bonnie, incredible story of a young lady with big dreams and her single mom, against all odds, got her very, very far in life. Beautiful story. Morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Koketso.
Good morning, Mum.
Firstly, I need to say that your mom is amazing, eh? You've got an amazing mom, which I think is really awesome. And what we'd like to do from Roman's Pizza, just to help you along and to do your last year, is to give you the balance of your tuition fees so that you don't have to worry anymore and your mom doesn't have to worry.
Yes.
In addition to
Roman's Pizza will cover the balance of your tuition fees.
So that is 29,490 rand. Yeah, for real. They will pay
thank
that for
you.
Real.
And you know what, Koketso? On top of that, we're going to give you a little bit of extra money to make your festive season a little bit more special.
Thank you.
So we'll give you an extra 5,000 rand or so to buy some presents and to have a good holiday.
Thank you very much. Thank
it's
you.
It's a big pleasure. You are very welcome.
There you go, Bonnie. Good job. Thank you so much, Roman's Pizza.
Thank you,
Bonnie.
Have a great day, guys. Thank you.
You made my year. Thank you.
It's a big pleasure. Go well, Koketso. Do well. See.
Shame. She's in tears now, and I understand, because 35,000 rand from Roman's Pizza to make that difference. You can go and study, and you need to go and phone your mom as well and tell her, listen, it's okay. It's taken care of. She did so well getting you to this point. And now you can continue to get that diploma and a little bit of extra as well, just maybe for the...
I'm very grateful, thank you.
You're most welcome. What do you want to say to your mom?
Mom, I love you very much. And thanks for what you have done for me.
To the first angel, Jane, well done. Thank you for reaching out. You're an angel for sending us that email. Are you happy?
I'm very happy. I know the mother will be relieved because she's been stressing a lot about this.
She's been stressing. I tell her to chill.
I'll do
that. And just think about a fantastic Christmas.
I'll do that. She will be the happiest woman ever.
Wow. Amazing.
Because this is all she wanted.
Good job, angels. Good job. All the best for 2020, Koketso. Go
Thank
and get
you
that
very
diploma.
Much.
You're most welcome. Breakfast with Martin Bester.